Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. While state transit funding negotiations continue in Harrisburg, the SEPTA board today heard details of the transit agency's doomsday budget. We get that story from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Without an influx of new state funding, SEPTA is prepared to put fare increases and service cuts in motion to solve a $213 million deficit. SEPTA's senior budget director Eric Johansson Wednesday outlined to the SEPTA board's Budget and Finance Committee the cuts we've heard about since April. 50 bus routes eliminated, 5 regional rail lines suspended, a 9 p.m. curfew on rail service, and fares going up from $250 to $290 on September 1st. And even then, SEPTA would have to dip into its reserve fund to balance its budget. Board Chair Ken Lawrence asked Johansson about feedback from the public.
How does the public response compare to previous budgets? Do you have any?
Last year, we received a total of 60 comments.
60.
And this year we received a total of 2,700.
Most of it, Johansson said, supporting full funding.
The SEPTA board votes on the budget next Thursday. The man in charge of World Cafe Live is pushing back on former employees' accusations that he created a toxic workplace and planned to implement technology that would replace workers. KYW's Matt Coughlin reports.
There is a battle taking place over the future of World Cafe Live. On one side, new CEO Joe Callahan, a technologist, and on the other, about a dozen former employees who walked out during a concert last week and were fired. The employees use words like toxic workplace and mismanagement and fear Callahan will replace people with AI systems. Daniel Wirtz is a former bartender at World Cafe.
He has stake or interest in certain companies that automate certain aspects of restaurants or venues.
Callahan says he doesn't want to reduce staff and is pointing his finger at former COO Kerry Park for creating an atmosphere of misinformation and delaying his efforts to talk to employees.
Park has not responded to requests for comment. The Republican leader in the Pennsylvania State Senate says the state budget will not be finished by the June 30th deadline, and he says legalized marijuana and mass transit funding will probably not be in this year's budget. But as we hear from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert, Governor Josh Shapiro remains optimistic.
Well, State Senate Republican leader Joe Pittman says Pennsylvania will once again miss the constitutionally mandated June 30th budget deadline. Governor Shapiro says there are fewer sticking points this year, and they're continuing to try to find solutions.
We all understand we have to compromise. We also, I think, all understand the set of issues we have to work through, and we're going to continue to work through them. We're each going to have to give a little bit, and we're going to make progress, and we're going to get it done.
Pittman also says legalized marijuana will not be part of the budget. Shapiro says he sees it as a competitiveness issue since Pennsylvanians drive to any bordering state except West Virginia to legally buy marijuana
and pay taxes to those states. So those school kids get more money for their schools. Their parks and roads and bridges get repaired. Their mass transit systems get funded. Their housing stock gets replenished. I'm not sure why we want to do that.
Shapiro also remains optimistic mass transit funding will make it into the budget, despite Pittman saying the Senate is unlikely to address the funding bill that passed the state house. Those scam text messages saying that you must pay outstanding tolls are still a problem. That's according to the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office, who put out another warning about them recently. KYW's Justin Udo recently talked to an expert about the scams and what you should know about them.
If you have a cell phone, chances are you've received a text message telling you that you have unpaid toll fees that you must pay or face a number of penalties. John Heriberto with Transaction Network Services says that scam is part of a multifaceted approach people should be aware of.
Not only are we seeing text, but we're also seeing voice calls as well. This is something that we see called intermodal spamming, where you will see the spammer using multiple paths.
Heriberto says rule number one is to not click links given on these texts.
Often what those links do will go to a mirrored website for what might be an authentic EasyPass or other toll administration. They will actually just be masking what they're really doing, which is just taking your information.
He adds, if you get a call, you can always hang up and call a previously provided number. And if you happen to get scammed,
the best scenario would be to talk to the various states' attorneys general for wherever they happen to live.
Heriberto says this helps state and federal officials link and prosecute people responsible for the scams. Many people use AI to answer questions or learn about new topics. Lawmakers in New Jersey are working to ensure they aren't getting bad advice when seeking out help for their mental health. More now from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
AI chatbots are increasingly relied on by people who want simple answers to their questions. But when it comes to mental health, Assemblyman Dave Bailey says true professionals are needed to prevent people from hurting themselves or others.
These types of things have been happening. People have been listening to computer-generated chatbots and then committing violence against others, self-harm against themselves. And most alarmingly, AI chatbots have even encouraged this behavior.
Bailey says his bill provides the regulatory guardrails we need to protect people who are possibly going through a mental health crisis and get them the help they need from licensed therapists.
The legislation has committee approval, and Bailey says he's pushing for this to come up for a full vote before the summer recess. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.